This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island wrap up. We've got many hours of Love Island to cover today, so we're going to jump right into it. As always, I'm Kirsten McInnes, joined by my bestie, Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Ew, I am so excited to be here. I am very excited. We have a lot of content to talk about with Love Island. So much has happened since we have last discussed, but overall, very excited and excited about our guest.
Yes. Before we bring in our amazing guest, I just need to point out that Love Island is doing the same thing they did last year, where they'll be like, no episode on Monday. Oh, but surprise, Sunday's 2 hours. Can they just be, I want consistency. That's all I ask. And they are not giving it to me and it's rude.
You would love Trina.
Yes, exactly. She's very consistent. Sorry, I hope she's not disrespecting you by being so consistent with me, but it's fine. But we do have an amazing guest, someone who I don't know how we got him to watch Love Island. I really don't know how it happened, but so glad that he is here. Chappelle is here. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know how I got here. I don't know how we ended up here. Like, I decided very early in the pandemic to just let Scally make decisions for me. And this is where I landed. So thank you for having me. I'm happy to be on the podcast.
So it's going great.
We've all been there. There comes a point in your life where things are in such disarray that you just say, Scally, what should I do? And then his Capricorn ass will tell you what to do. And then he will not stop telling you what to do. And now he makes your decisions. It just happens. And you know what? I recommend it. If anyone else is having trouble in their life and you don't have direction and you need clarity, ask Brian Scally what to do. He'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. I'm very indecisive in my own life, but I have no problem making everyone else's decisions.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's how I ended up here. I let Scally do the thinking and I'm okay with it. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the couples, what you've seen of the structure of the show so far? Like, how was this introduction to Love Island for you?
Yeah. Like, as y'all know, this is my first romp in the, you know, Hot Dummies on the Island. I just tiptoed into, you know, Too Hot to Handle. And that was a thing that happened. Okay. and now we're doing this. And this is also something. I like looking at these people a lot. They are pretty people. And, you know, I have some strong opinions about some of the things I've seen, but I guess I'm still trying to lock down the format of this show. It's like, we get some hot dummies on an island. We get some more hot dummies on an island. We couple them up, but we kind of make it like musical chairs to where you can bounce around. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of like the week, I guess they say, okay, well, if you don't have a chair to sit on, if you don't have something to sit on, you got to go. And then like chair wise, of course, obviously. And then I guess that's how you get eliminated from the show.
Yeah, so that is one way that you can get eliminated from the show. Over the course of it, there will be more ways, such as all of the couples have to vote for one couple to get rid of off the island, or America could vote for, these are our three favorites, they're safe, and now the those three couples have to choose who goes home, or three couples will be up for elimination, and one man and one woman who aren't necessarily in a couple with each other will go home. And then what's really great, Chappelle, that I think you will love a lot, is at one point during the season, they're going to split up all the men and women to different villas and mm-hmm. bring in an entire new cast of men and women to tempt them in Casa Amor to see if they can break up the established couples. So many ways that people could go home and maybe find love on this show.
You have my attention. Listen, when you talk about the American vote, I didn't know this was coming. So I watched the most recent episode and I saw like, okay, America voted and they want to send this person on a date. And they decide to send Corey on a date with all the new three new sexy decoys, right? Because we have to find somebody for Corey because he's such a nice guy, blah, 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 blah. Listen, what is y'all's theme song? I don't care about the love that might be there. We just want to see the drama. America, this is your chance to give us drama. You should be voting for drama. No, we're just voting because we don't want Corey off the show. He's such a nice guy. Like, no, vote for Leanne to be going out with Cinco. What are y'all doing? We have the ability to make these decisions. We have the technology, you guys. Why are we dropping the ball here?
They should have voted for all three to go on a date with Cinco and really made things wild.
We'll get there.
Okay, here's the thing, though. But Corey really does seem like such a nice guy. And I want him to find the couple.
I
have thoughts. I think there's a way we could have gotten both things out of this. Okay. And we'll get there because I feel like they really dropped the ball with how this was handled.
Yeah. Yes, but the last thing we covered was when Josh and Amy were having a hot tub date. So it's been a minute. I know someone asked if the hot tub was suspiciously low on water, but I didn't notice that.
I don't remember about it being suspiciously slow. What has been pointed out is like whenever they film in hot tubs on TV, you can't actually have it running for audio issues. So you're just sitting in a pool of warm water together more so. That's what I noticed.
Now listen, there is nothing wrong with spending time in the tub, okay? You don't need the jets as long as it's warm. Okay. It's fine. People have baths together. It's fine.
Yeah, but like, don't you change the water after that? Like, they're all using this hot tub.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but no one else is having access to the hot tub because it's like on the roof.
I guess.
So I do think it was the first time it was used.
So the thing is, y'all, you guys only record every few episodes because, you know, this show comes on every day and it would just be impossible to do that. But the thing is, that episode 4 was at least 6 hours long. Yeah. So I think that by not recording directly after that, you leave yourself wide open to have to cover a month's worth of television because that was the longest episode of TV I've ever sat through in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I thought The Bachelorette was bad. But this was like, I legit like took a nap, woke up, like mopped, I ate, I left, I came back, and they were still in the damn hot tub. I was just like, what is happening?
It could have been an email.
Oh my gosh. A very, very long ass damn email. It was just like, it was too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. For any of the episodes to have been 2 hours, it was unfortunate that it was that one, I would say, in particular. But, you know. We got some good stuff.
We got played again by CBS. They're always playing us and it's not okay. Shannon was just like unreasonably upset about Amy coming in. Like, she's so rude to this woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Amy comes in and she's just asking like very like, oh, hey, how is everyone? Who are you interested in? Oh, does anyone here speak Spanish? Is anyone vegan? Both of which Will is. And Shannon's like, oh, I'm so bored. Like, you are such a boring woman. Like, okay, Shannon.
Okay, well, to be fair, talking about the fact that you're vegan is not, like, the most entertaining thing. Like, what, next she's going to talk about how she runs marathons? Like, I don't know.
Well, I'm of two minds. So, in a way, I was like, oh, look at her bonding very quickly with someone with, interest. Like, oh, you're vegan as well? Oh, look, I speak Spanish. And then they break into Spanish you know, language, and then everyone else is just sitting there watching them. And so in a way, I'm like, and you know, it's your native tongue. You can speak that language if you want to. But in another world, I'm like, we're all on a dating show together. Please speak English with us. So we don't feel like y'all are whispering in each other's ear directly in front of us. And so like, you know, I'll never say it's rude to speak in your native tongue, but definitely if we're in a group setting and we're all having a group conversation, for you to be like, hey, by the way, como estás usted? You know, like, oh, okay. Like, no, I'm right here. I would like to know what we, estás usted? You know, like, tell me, you know, so there.
See, now I guess I'm just an ignorant Canadian, but I thought that like a lot of people in the States speak Spanish. And so I was a little surprised that nobody else besides Will and Amy had any level of language skill.
I mean, they may have like taken Spanish 101, but like, I don't think that the hot dummies are necessarily learning the second language on the most part.
Well, yeah. You'd think they would want to for when they go on vacation.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm from Texas. Like every third person here speaks Spanish, so it's kind of normal. And even though I'm not fluent, if you talk to me long enough in Spanish, like I can understand, you know, I could pick up enough to know what's going on. But if you're sitting here flirting with somebody directly in front of me, not only am I offended because I don't understand what's going on, so I kind of feel left out, I'm also nosy as hell. And so I'm like, could you please just, like, no disrespect, but translate for me so I can get the gossip because I want to know what's going on here. So, yeah, I get why they were a little taken aback, but Shannon is doing the most right there.
Yeah, especially when Josh decides, let me show you the fridge, and the rest of the house apparently decides that that is top priority rather than speaking to Shannon.
She's a chef. She needs to see the fridge.
Shannon is, I have questions about Shannon. So this is what we're covering, three episodes. So I just need to know, like, the Shannon arc so far is that she went, it was her and Josh. And then she turned out like, Josh, I'm not really liking the way you're treating me. I feel disrespected. She said that a whole bunch. I am very proud of her for saying how she felt. And she told this man that he was horrible and that she is not going to stand for this. And I will not be treated like this. You know, I don't go for stuff like that. Like, I deserve better. And then when it was time for her to have to choose a couple, she was like, come on back, Josh. It's all good. Is that what happened?
She's going to pick Christian?
I mean, don't get me wrong. The second most offensive hair on this show is Christian. But like, seriously, at some point you have to say, like, you gotta try something else. I just sat through 3 hours of you talking about how horrible this guy is for you, just for you to pick him and be like, I think we can work it out. No, you cannot get rid of him. What are you doing? I didn't like it. It caught me off guard. I didn't like it.
So I think that Shannon and Josh look like a very stereotypical Love Island couple. They look like a couple we've seen before. They look like couples that have won the show before. And so I think that both of them in their heads are like, well, we should stick together because it's safe. But then they're not functional. They don't get along that much if they're not hooking up and they're not compatible. But it's like, well, it's too dangerous to switch it up.
See, it's tough because outside of that first conversation where he like finally pulls her after going on the date with Amy and she's just like, oh, I'm too tired, I can't focus, I don't even want to have this conversation, generally like she is engaging in it, and I'm wondering more so if Shannon wants the drama and wants the screen time and knows that like having a rocky relationship is going to lead to that. Saw it very successfully done, whether or not on purpose, by Mackenzie last year. So
I think Shannon, dare compare Shannon to Mackenzie Dipman, you demon. How dare you?
I'm not saying they are the same. I am saying maybe in one's mind they would like to be.
Yeah, that's right. Shannon wants to be what Mackenzie is, but she cannot be that girl. She is not that girl.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Like when Josh is talking even like to the boys about Shannon's jealousy, and like they're all saying like, you didn't do anything wrong, and like, yeah, he could have probably gone and checked in with her a little earlier, but I think Shannon knows what she's doing here at the same time.
Well, yeah, because then they're hooking up that night under the blankets.
She frustrates me because I was trying to go with her on the journey of like, no, embrace your power, like, don't be this bad. Don't let them walk over you. If you feel like you're not appreciated, say it. And then she just takes them all back. And I'm like, well, there you go. Wear your maid outfit like you always do. Like, you know, like put your clown nose on. You know, what are you doing? But if it's for TV, you know, maybe she knows it's for TV time. Also, the other option was whatever his name was, the guy with the offensive hair. So, you know, maybe she was like, well, it's better than nothing.
It wasn't only his hair that was offensive.
Yeah. True.
So, but yeah, I mean, at that point, it really is going to be who you can stay on the show. There's a couple things she says later that make me also a little curious as to what went into the decision. I don't think that Shannon is necessarily locked in to Josh long term, but at the same time, like, you only have so many options at a certain point, especially when it's, you know, 8:59 and the recoupling's at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and I don't think Josh is like locked in on her either. So, which again,
I think he's more than she is, though.
Yeah, because remember, he's a clinger.
Yeah,
it's a big problem. Amy also like tries to go for Will, but Will is like, no, I like Kira. I'm with her. So that's not super dramatic.
He's like, oh yeah, I'm focused on Kira. And then like talking about them, as soon as they go on a date and she's like, I'm still into you, he's like, you know what? You are persistent and I like it. I am open to getting to know you. It's like, okay, that didn't take long, but sure, why not? I don't know. I know there was a lot of conspiracy about Will and Kira having known each other before the show. I don't know that I necessarily am like locked in on that being true, but at the same time, I don't know why he's so locked on Kira necessarily.
Listen, they knew each other. Okay.
What are our opinions about Kira, the television character? Like, what do we think about her?
I feel like she's too young for this experience.
She's sure acting like it.
Like she's just a baby.
Is she the youngest person on the show?
Yeah.
It's like her and what, Corey?
She's 23, and then I think the youngest guy is 24.
There's lot of 24-year-olds, though.
Okay.
Are there?
There are enough where the age difference is not that different. It is, I don't know if it's a difference in maturities, like insecurity, whatever the case may be. It's just that Kira over these couple of episodes definitely has like a number of insecure moments as per their relationship that I'm not sure how their relationship is surviving based on this.
Well, they're really hot and they like to kiss each other.
Fair.
Yeah.
And that can be enough.
Yeah. Most relationships aren't built on anything. At least this one's built on a solid foundation of like, we look good and we like to kiss and we're on the show where they embrace that. And I appreciate that much. But her insecurities were definitely showing throughout the episodes.
Like, I think you can sustain like some pretty bad situations on you're hot and I like to kiss you.
And on an island, like they set the ambiance, like this is the perfect place to like, okay, our whole relationship is based on physical attraction, alcohol, and the beach. And I mean, if you're going to make it happen, where else, you know, where else could you be to where this would be functional? So when they leave, no, I don't have any faith in this couple, but in this setting, sure, it's fine. It's fine.
I don't think they'll be getting like married.
Oh.
Or even necessarily making it to the end of the season as a couple.
No, I don't think they're making it to the end of the season either.
You said something earlier that was interesting to me. You said that people have won this show before that looked like Josh and Shannon. And what my initial response was, you can win this show?
So at the end, America votes for their favorite couple to get $100,000.
Oh.
Yes.
Chappelle suddenly wants to go on Love Island.
So there there's like a gamifying of the show at a certain point that like isn't really openly talked about, but if you're not getting along super well and like time's a ticking, like better get in a relationship and make it look happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Because I can see like Corey sneaking into this money just because America seems to be obsessed with him just having someone, even though it doesn't look like any of these women are actually interested in him. I'm sorry I said it. Okay, don't shoot. Nobody seems to like him that way. I'm just saying. It just seems very point, like,
for sure.
It's just very cash. You know, they're very like, oh, you know, like Corey seems very nice. Or he seems very funny. And I'm attracted to nice guys, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you're not. Stop it. You know, like tall, toxic and thighs. That's what the women are looking for. Or it's tall. He's just not toxic enough. He's not giving them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not tall and toxic enough because everybody has the same type as me.
We just talked about Kirsten McKinnis types.
How dare you?
The weirdest is we get, like, before he leaves, apparently Cash and Christian are, like, kind of decent friends. And they have a conversation where Christian is like, things are going to shake up in the villa today. Like, I can feel it. And starts, like, ratting out Jeremy that he's not as into Trina as he's saying he was, by saying, she's trying to trap my mans. Okay, Christian. Didn't love that.
Whose maybe mans is that. This?
Like... No, thank you. So Christian is like, you know, a little bit stirring the pot. And that's where Cash is kind of conflicted. We're like, oh, he doesn't want me to say anything, but I want to give Trina a warning, like girl code. I feel like I should really be telling her about this. Doesn't seem to, you know, pay off in the future as far as girl code, but
yeah. When are we going to talk about girl code? You know what? I love to see women persevere and have like strong moments of togetherness, but there's a big, strong misogyny part in me that deep down is like, yes, women burn. Show them how you do us. Defund these women, because these women have birthdays and you can't trust them. Never trust a woman with a birthday. I'm telling you, look at how they do each other. Women are so mean to each other. This cachet and Trina stuff, it was so hard to watch. I want them both to love themselves, and they are acting like they'd rather fight over a dude. I just don't see it. I want them to do better. But also, for all the women who have done me wrong, here you go. You know?
Okay, we got to put all of that aside. I feel like it's not even that Trina and Cache are fighting over a guy. It's that they're both like fighting for a guy. They're trying to be friends, but Trina, I feel like, is a way worse friend than Cache is. And I am on Cache's side in everything.
Yeah, they're not friends. Let's just be very clear. Trina would like to be friends with Cache in a different world. But in a world where it is a competition for this man, she's like, hey, Kesha, you can be for everybody and you can play the fence and all this other stuff, straddle the fence. And, oh, well, I'm pushing him away. It's totally my fault and none of his fault. You can say all those things you want to. Trina's got her eyes on the prize. I love to see women persevere and stuff like that. But the drama that ensues when a cat fight happens is just so good that I could not pass up on talking about this. Man, it's hard to watch. But
like, okay, again, I did say when he came in, Cinco is very hot. We all know this. He's not this hot. He's not worth all of this.
The thing is, I think this is very tame and people are getting very upset about it. And this happens all the time on the show. Like every single person says in their opener, like, and I saw a direct like clip from Cash that's like, if I go in and I'm interested in someone and he's with someone, like, what am I not gonna try? Like, I'm gonna do it. And so, like, yeah, Trina and Cash are friends, and I don't think that she's gone about it the best way, and she has acknowledged that and apologized. And if Cash accepts that apology and wants to move on, then like that's up to her. But like, Trina's doing nothing different than like any other person in here is doing. So I'm curious to see, like, to talk to people who do have the opinion that like she is more of a villain, as like I see the general fan base taking that side.
I mean, I think if you have to choose a villain, which I really don't think there is. I mean, if there's a villain, it's freaking Cinco for not being able to make his mind up. But I do think that the way it's framed, like when they have later on the girls like trip and they're spilling the tea and all of that, like, Cache is trying to be like, yeah, this is really my fault. And I'm like, this is how I feel. And like, I know you probably feel some kind of way about it too. And Trina's like, well, I don't know why you would attack me and make me seem like such a monster. And it's like, nobody did that. So then it makes people
kind of agree with her.
I got it.
I do.
I'm a Scully on this one. Are you kidding me?
Because I don't think that Cache makes it seem like Trina was like doing anything wrong. And if anything, the issue is that Cinco went to Cache and was like, Trina tried to kiss me. That's why there's drama. It wouldn't even be drama. It's his fault.
But no, the thing that Cachet did, and again, Sally, we're jumping way ahead, but the thing that Cachet did, where she was like, if he doesn't end up with me, it's my fault. It has nothing to do, making it seem like Trina is just a total non-entity. She has no personality. Yeah. She didn't win Cinco because she is like a good, fun, cool person. She was just the backup because Cachet did not open up fast enough. And so like, I love Cachet, but Trina is not like some nobody that he's settling for because like he had no other option. It's he is interested in Trina.
Well, yeah, sure. But I also think that Cachet is right that if she had opened up, that they could have had something, maybe. But again, I don't believe in any of this love. I've learned my lesson.
That's fine.
The subtext is right there, though. First of all, Cachet said this while sitting directly next to Trina. Okay. And she's like, he really wants me, but I keep pushing him away into the arms of his like second choice, is basically what she said. And Trina's like, or I am a viable option who's sitting right next to you, who he finds attractive. And honestly, he finds me probably more attractive than he finds you, because for something is drawing him to me all the time. Whereas you pushing him away is just giving him an excuse to stray. And that's what was bothering me the most about what she was saying, is that she's saying like, oh, I'm taking all the blame for this. This is completely on me. When it's not, you can push him away and he can still say like, hey, I would like to fight for you, or I would like to be there for you, or I like to stick this out. But he is like, yeah, push me away a little bit. I got somewhere else to go. And then he's telling you, I can't make up my mind. And then we see at the end when he does make up his mind, that I'm just hoping she doesn't think that that's her fault, because none of this is your fault. You just gave him an out. Like, you don't do that. Why do women do that? Preston, why do women do that?
Oh, yeah, I'm speaking for women as a monolith why now. Do women do that's that? Right.
All women. Why women's? Put your why women's in the chat.
Oh, shut up, Chappelle. I think that what we can all agree on is that this is really the fault of the patriarchy.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's okay, because I benefit from that sometimes. So, you know, I'm joking, kind of. My issue, though, is still that, like, I don't like this. I want her to love herself more, to where she can say, like, hey, even though I have commitment issues, like, this man could literally be invested in my journey through these issues as well. And he's choosing not to be. And what she's mostly doing is saying, like, no, I'm forcing him into the arms of someone else. And that's just not the case. Y'all haven't even known each other that long. He could give you some more time. He doesn't want to.
Again, yes, it is his fault. Even when he does make his decision, he's like talking to Trina. He's like, I've decided I want to pursue you. And then she's like, okay, cool. Well, are you going to tell like Cash that? And he's like, yeah, I have to. And she's like, well, do you want to go right now? Like, do you want to tell her? And he's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Maybe not now. Maybe I'm never going to tell her, and I'm just going to tell you that I told her. Listen, I'm a fan of leaving doors open when necessary.
He did not say he did not want to pursue both of them. He just said that he wanted to pursue Trina. Yeah.
Well,
to be fair,
Cash said you have until midnight to make a decision.
Yes, I mean, I think the decision has been made, but I don't know. I don't blame anyone here that much. I feel like you're on day 5 of Love Island. It's not that serious.
Yeah,
that is true. And none of this is that deep.
You knew what you came here for. Like Scotty said earlier, they all come in like, I'm Mr. Steal Your Girl. I'm Mrs. Steal Your Girl. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we saw that on the Hot Dummies on the Island and the fake Hot Dummies on the Island. Like, Carly comes in and she's like, I love this kind of stuff. This is my favorite thing. I don't get attached. And then by the end, she's crying over that loser. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, like, come in with your head in the game, know what you're about to do, and just protect your feelings. It's really hard when you're kissing all over each other, but you got to do it, because this is kind of messy. Don't get me wrong, I kind of love it, but also I would want them to love themselves more so they don't look so foolish sometimes.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have feelings. I had opinions about this one. You know, listen, before we get off of this couple, because this is really my favorite thing in the world, honestly, right now. I like the moment where Cachet is telling him, like, you know, don't have me all hooking up with you just for you to go pick somebody the next night. And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that. What are you talking about? Like, I would hook up with you and then do that. It's like, he literally just hooked up with you last night. And now he's telling you to your face that he has not decided. He's doing the thing that you just said you don't want him to do, and that y'all are laughing about it. Please love yourself.
like F-Boy Island doesn't start for another 2 weeks. Like, I don't understand.
I just hate when women put men in these positions to where we have to make
stop it.
Have to be nicer to us.
Nepal needs to stop watching Hot Dummies on island shows because he's gonna get himself canceled.
I am. I mean, most of this is said tongue-in-cheek, but
but
you know, sometimes you have to leave doors open and you know, your dating life, and maybe that happens, and other people's like, I definitely don't relate to any of that, but you know, I could see the thought process behind it.
Again, it's day 5 of Love Island.
Hey, but a day in Love Island is like a week, and a week is like a month, Scally.
There are people that will break up at Casa Amor and have, be like, okay, now, like, they certainly love each other by the end of the show. Like, let's keep going. There are 3 new women entering by the end of this week. Like, you're not so settled as you think you are.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Ugh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, the big narrative of the long episode is about Shannon being jealous, though. Like, it just keeps coming up and up and up.
So boring. I don't think that is inherently boring. I just think it's anticlimactic considering what she ends up doing. And I could see if she did it and she like was very truthful with us, like, this is probably going to be nothing, but like right now he's the most I've had the most connection with him, and I just want to, like, we might be able to salvage it. But it seemed like on the episode that I just watched, she was like, no, I think we've come so far since that thing that we did, since that whole, you know, week where I just complained about how disrespected and how horrible he made me feel. I just think we've healed. I was like, no, Shannon, no, you have not. You don't have to do this.
You don't have to. You don't have to. There's also a lot with, so the Jeremy also goes on a date with Amy, and I feel like Jeremy's stock plummeting over the course of these episodes, just worse and worse and worse, culminating with all of the women saying Jeremy's the worst kisser of all the guys.
It really makes it clearer when Amy is like, you know, Jeremy and Isaiah, like, kind of same level, but Jeremy took longer to get there. Like, oh, the kissing.
She's like, training him. She's teaching him how to be a good kisser. Which, that man is what? He's 28. He should not need to be taught at this point. He should know by now. Come on.
Why do you think he doesn't know? Do we know that he doesn't know? Like, maybe he knows and he's just something he's working on. That's why he's on the show. He needs to practice.
I don't think that man has the posture of someone who knows that they're a bad kisser.
He doesn't carry himself like it.
He thinks he's a good kisser.
Yeah, relatable.
But he thought wrong, so.
Also relatable.
Okay, yeah. Chappelle.
Right.
I don't know, because especially at the point of the week where it is still Jeremy and Trina, like, you come out like, oh, Trina's like getting scorned here, like she's gonna be have like a redemption arc, and Jeremy really is not coming off well. I don't really think that he has had much of a storyline since then, but he ends up with Amy, and it's kind of been like a little bit of nothing for Jeremy from there. Feel like he has come out looking pretty okay considering where he started the week, because I feel like Trina has been painted in a bad light, therefore making things that he did seem more reasonable in the past, but not ideal for either of them, really.
Jeremy, he looks worse and worse to me every time.
I just don't see, now that I know this is a competition show, I don't see this for Jeremy. Because Amy is so exciting to me, like watching her on, like, and the way she interacts with everybody else, even the way they talk about her, like she's fun and she's outgoing and she likes to explore and all this other stuff. And then you got Jeremy, who's like a nothing burger, you know, on the show. So it's kind of like, I have to imagine she's going to leave him for greener pastures later on. But even if they do make it to the end together, they're not winning anybody's vote, like not together, because she could do, I don't know, she could do better, but she could definitely be better television with someone else.
She could do better. I'll say it. She could do better.
On this show? Who do you think would be?
There will be more hot guys coming in.
Oh, I was just talking about of the options that we have currently on the table.
She would be really cute with Corey, okay?
Or with Isaiah.
Yes. Actually, Isaiah and Amy, very good couple.
And they're showing interest in each other. I didn't love when Amy and Isaiah go on their first date and like they have like really good banter, they're clicking really well, and he's like, oh, like it's so great, we have this great conversation, we'll deal with the whole like vegan meat thing later. I don't think sir you're gonna be able to deal with that. I think that is kind of stuck to stay. But so far I really do like them as a couple, even though we haven't gotten that much from them.
I think they're cute. I think they would be a very good looking couple. That's important.
Yeah, my only trepidation is that, like, okay, like you bond with Amy, but honestly, everybody bonds with Amy. She just has one of those infectious personalities. So I wonder if, like, if it's one-sided, you know, like if he's like really into Amy and she doesn't have those same feelings. Because it definitely looks like he's into her, but with Amy, like she's could do this with anyone, and that's to her credit. Like where she walks into a room, I think she just kind of attracts people, and so I wonder if. Like if that would be something that we could see, you know, for a longer period of time, or if it would just kind of be like a flash in the pan and go away very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, she did say that like that Isaiah like matched Jeremy's level in only one day. I don't think that's saying a lot. I don't think Jeremy has really made great inroads. I don't think they're a super strong couple, but for him to already be there in one day, I think that Amy probably is more interested in him than anyone else currently in the villa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Do we want to talk about the Babe Watch challenge?
Definitely.
Which challenge was this? Explain to me what's going on here.
Okay, so the men are dressed as lifeguards and they have to run an obstacle course. They have to show their moves. They have to go on a water slide. They have to go on a slippery walk. They have to fight an inflatable shark, and then they have to kiss a girl.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to do. Very standard Love Island challenge. What really comes of this, I would say, was when Josh throws his hat to Shannon to kiss Amy. Shannon's pissed.
Yeah, I don't blame her. But at the same time, I'm glad he did it.
Yes, Josh, give us TV.
And I love it too, because he's not even like, oh yeah, well, I think I might like Amy. He's like, I just wanted to kiss her and see like what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, who among us? Right? Who among us?
I also really liked that Giovanni is still trying with Olivia. He is really putting in the work. King Giovanni.
We like Giovanni on the podcast, but like Giovanni is, he seems really likable. I don't know how invested I am in the relationship though with him and Olivia. Like,
oh, not at all.
Yeah, I'm 0% invested in the relationship. Right. Let's make that clear.
We're invested in Giovanni, and hopefully he finds a better partner.
Right. Cause okay, cool. As long as we're on the same page. Cause I was like, he seems nice enough, but like, I don't care about anything that's going on with him, Olivia. I actually like his commentary about everybody else a little bit better. Like he's like a good narrator for the show. He can definitely like hop in and like, and just kind of move the story. When the new women come in, he's very much like the, so what are your types? Like, what do you like? You know, he asks the question.
It's like, what's your love language?
Yeah. Look at him hosting the show. And I like that for him, but I don't care at all about, I forgot her name. And not to say she's forgettable, but them together are definitely forgettable.
Yeah.
I would say Olivia's forgettable.
I cared about them insofar as it kept Giovanni on the show and got Christian off of the show, which was my interest here. I don't love how Olivia talks about Giovanni all the time. I feel like it doesn't feel great. She, like, it's always more so like it, at first was like a failure of Christian. Like, she just, I didn't see anything ultimately. And so like Giovanni is like quirky and weird. It's kind of endearing. And it almost feels like she's looking down on him a little bit. She doesn't like see it as an equal. It doesn't feel great. I just feel, I don't know. There's always like this tinge of weirdness in how Olivia is speaking about Giovanni for me. So I'm not rooting for it by any means.
And I hate to break it to you, Olivia, but Giovanni's hotter than you. Like, cut it out. Like,
yeah. It's the thing where their personalities don't mesh. And so what she's doing is convincing herself that she likes him. She's like, no, he's kind of, he's goofy and kind of fun. And I could enjoy that a little bit. You know, that's kind of, it's growing on me. And it's like, nobody wants to hear that. Like, do you like me or not? Because if you don't, there are other women here and I could go talk to them. And like I said, he seems like a pretty likable guy. I don't think he'd have any issue connecting to some of the other women. And so she should release him from that. I just don't think she thinks there's any other viable options for her. And so now she has to kind of keep him at arm's length. Like, okay, you can't go too far. Because then I'm going to be the one, you know, stuck out, you know?
Yep. And that's the thing. I really want to see if Giovanni does explore anything with any of the three new women, because so far we haven't gotten any hint of that. Not that they've been in the villa for any, you know, significant amount of time, but I'm a little worried that Giovanni is more invested in Olivia, and come new guy, Olivia's going to be, you know, eyes over there.
Yeah.
The audacity, like, Olivia keeps talking about how she's always the center of attention. She's always the one entertaining people, blah, 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 blah. Where is the entertainment, Olivia? What are you giving us? Nothing. You're giving us nothing.
Go, girl. Do the minimum. Yes.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
I also think Shannon is another person who we have to look at, like, as is going to stray the first time there's another viable option. Like, this whole, like, drama that she has going on with Josh is whatever. But the first time she sees, like, I mean, again, it was Josh standing up there next to Christian. Okay, fine. I'll take Josh back. But like the first time there's another decent option, like she has, like she's jumping ship. There's no way she sticks this out unless she's just here for drama, for drama's sake.
Yeah. Shannon, great TV. Don't understand her as a person whatsoever based on the edit we're getting. It is, I want to chase someone. I don't want them to be like too clingy. And then Josh leaves the villa for 35 minutes to sit in a hot tub. And it's, I don't want to have to chase him. I want him back. What's going on? And then she's like mad at him, but then she's not mad at him. And then they're super close and then they're not good, but then they are together. And then like Isaiah comes in and she's interested in him, but oh, he's doing too, not enough work. And she's not even talking to him at all. And so it's like, I can't follow what Shannon wants at all. And I don't know if that's a failure of the editing, in so that they're just using her in whatever makes an interesting storyline for one night, or if she is not really sure what she wants as a person in real life.
And I have no insight on that at all. I don't know.
We shall see.
We shall see. Core, we do get the little spark of Trina and Corey kind of build a friendship. They there's nothing there, but they do kind of build a friendship to set up for at the recoupling when they'll be like a friend couple.
Well, he says, he's like, I haven't even spoken to Trina before today.
Yeah.
which I don't know why, if he kind of like, you know, Christian was running around being like, did you hear that? Like, they're going to break up and Jeremy doesn't like her. So like, if he knows she's an available option, like, Corey, we got to like put some feelers out there.
Yeah,
buddy.
But Trina was acting like she was in it for the long haul with,
you can have a friend conversation, though.
Well, yeah, that's like, true. That is true. But, you know, I think that Corey just, he just strikes me as like a little bit socially awkward. It's endearing. Let me have my crush in peace. Let me live, Chappelle. Okay. Get that look off your face.
Oh, Bryce Isaiah is going to fight you over Corey. He's on
Twitter. I know. Bryce right is now. Who's that guy with the tattoos and the white bandana? It's Corey. I was like, oh, I get such good vibes off him. He's like, that's my future husband. Ugh. Don't worry. No interest in actually dating anyone off these stupid shows. So it's fine. Bryce can have him.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And it's because I wouldn't let down my walls enough, and I wouldn't let Corey in, so I've really pushed him away. So if Corey chooses Bryce, option, it's really my fault.
Right. 100% your fault. Nothing to do with anybody. Love yourself.
But yeah, basically, is there anything else before the recoupling that we need to touch on? Because I feel like I'm just like ready to move on with my life.
No, I feel like we're pretty good. I thought it was interesting when the conversation between Josh and Shannon, and she like really does stand up to him here, which again, like Chappelle said, like you're like, yeah, like go girl. But then very much, you know, especially because she walks and says like to Amy, like, I've never stood my ground more, and then goes to not stand her ground by picking him in the recoupling. Not ideal, but again, lack of other options.
Yeah, what? Him, she's gonna pick Christian, and Christian looked particularly bad at the recoupling.
It's offensive.
Like, his hair was already bad, but he looked so disheveled. Like, he knew he wasn't getting picked and he was upset. Like, he did not look like an appealing option in that moment.
I thought it was interesting also because Amy was like, when she went to her and said like, oh, I never stood my ground. Amy's like, there's no coming back from that. You can't pick him. Don't go with him. Don't pick him. It's like, do you just want him out of the villa? Because, like, what is going on? You are very invested in her not going back with him all of a sudden.
Listen, are we all not invested in that? Because quite frankly, he can go. He can go.
I told y'all the second I knew he was a baseball player that he was a problem. Okay, so...
That's fair.
But yeah, so recoupling, we end up with the couples. Amy picks Jeremy. Kira picks Will. Cash picks Cinco. Olivia picks Giovanni. Trina picks Corey. And Shannon picks Josh. And Christian goes home.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, I would say really the only one I'm like super surprised with here since the last podcast would have been Olivia and Giovanni because they did not seem to be connecting at all. But otherwise, like everyone kind of ended where we thought they would since we saw that Jeremy and Trina were already kind of on the wrong path. Pretty predictable at this point.
Yeah, they gave us exactly what we expected. But Josh was surprised. He did not think he was going to get to stay.
Yeah,
I mean, should he? Like, the rest of us are surprised, too, quite frankly. I mean, like, don't, you know, for the sake of staying on the show and having, like Scotty said, drama and TV, like, yeah, Shannon should stay with Josh. But we just sat through an hour and a half episode of her talking about how horrible he is and how she's not going to let him do it to you again and blah, 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 blah. And he's been he sat through a week of it. Like, he's been doing this for days, and we just sat through an hour and a half of it, and I was sick of it. So if I was him, I'd probably be thinking, like, this is my time. And so for him to get chosen, I know he's like, why? You know, like, thank you, but also, what?
Hmm? I kind of feel like, even just without, like, wanting screen time, like, just wanting to stay on the show for longer, I think Josh is the choice, regardless here.
Yeah, I think so, too. Giovanni also thought that it was going to be over for him, but Olivia is like, oh, I want to be laughing with you.
Yeah. I'd rather be laughing with you than serious with someone I don't see a future with. So, like, are you implying that you see a future with Giovanni? Because I don't believe you.
No, she'd rather be laughing with someone she doesn't see a future with than being serious with someone she doesn't see a future with.
Exactly. That's so condescending. Like, oh, no, you're great. Oh, we'd love to laugh. It's like, or this is basically a hookup show and I would like you to have some type of romantic feeling for me. She's like, yeah, but laugh.
Like, yeah, but like, and this is what's so frustrating is most of the time people really respond well to funny people and find that as an actually like really attractive trait rather than Olivia just being like, oh yeah, he's funny, but I am not interested in him. Keep him 6 feet away from me at all times. Thanks.
Sure. Well, there's no reason that like Olivia or any other person on the show has to be attracted to any one person. Like that's not like what like the deal is. It just I don't know. It just feels different here.
There's a weird vibe. There is a weird vibe.
Look, I'm unattractive and I lean on my comedy as well. And you can tell when it's only landing you into the friend zone. And so I know he feels it.
Chappelle, you're a handsome man. Stop that. Stop fishing for compliments.
Gosh, like what? Me?
I only hang out with hot people. It's important to me.
That's the part about my eyes. Stop it.
Where'd you get those eyes from?
Oh my God, I thought you never noticed. Yeah, but no, I too, if I was in his position, I'd probably be thinking like, you know, this isn't the same. Like you look around and you see what everybody else has. You don't really have that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, so we get the hideaway and I feel like it's very early to be getting the hideaway in general. Yeah. But they give it to Kira and Will.
Yes. Kira and Will. Feel like we could have waited a little bit here. I feel like had like Josh and Shannon not had their argument a night before, probably goes to them instead. But Kira and Will are the only couple who didn't have any fight through the last, you know, couple days. So seems like the choice. I do appreciate that they put the hideaway episode on the Paramount Plus exclusive episode where they are allowed to be unfiltered a little bit more. So we do have like some funny things.
Yeah,
people are talking about.
They specifically put this in the Paramount Plus episode so that they could keep the footage of Shannon telling Kira that she has, and I quote, the most perfect vagina she's ever seen in her life.
That's what you're getting on Paramount Plus.
Which, and like, I don't even know what that means, first of all, because she's almost certainly talking about her vulva, not her vagina, because I don't think she's looking inside of her. So, I don't know, man, but Paramount Plus, it's crazy.
Listen, if I didn't get canceled earlier, I'm on the brink of getting canceled now, so I will abstain from this conversation. I've never abstained for anything in my life, but I'm going to abstain this time for sure.
I like, though, that like the people in the villa are like, oh, do you think they're going to have sex tonight? Just like openly talking about, like, do you think that's going to happen? Like, is it going to? But no. I really thought that there was a chance. But they go in and start heavy, like they're making out on the balcony, and like Kira and Will, she is wearing something that you, if you think you might have sex that night, you might wear. And very quickly, when they talk about how, like, you know, I think that we should take the opportunity to talk, and like, I don't want to rush things. Kira's like, I agree. I'm gonna go change real quick.
Will wants to take it slow. Like, does he?
It's like normally in that situation when someone goes, oh, let me put on something more comfortable, they actually mean putting on something much less comfortable, but Kira's really subverting expectations here.
Let me go put on sweatpants, please.
She says, she's like, this is still sexy, but it's comfortable. So reasonable.
Hey. Whatever works for you. This is also when we get the situation where Trina approaches Cinco and it's like, hey, come to my bed, tries to kiss him. And Cinco's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I have a connection with Cash.
Yeah, this was wild. It's not as if like, oh, let's have a conversation about how I'm interested in you. Let me talk to Cash, who like she is friends with. And I think this is like where she did go wrong, was just not having the conversation with Cache and being like, hey, I am interested in Cinco. I am going to pursue him, just so you know, because yes, me and Corey coupled up, but we are friends. And so had that conversation happened, I don't think this is as out of line, but where she's like falling back on the stairs into him and like leaning in and like, come to my bed. Like, okay, that is a lot.
Well, yeah. And because the thing is, the last thing we saw about Trina with regards to Cinco is when she's talking to Jeremy, like, oh yeah, I'm like super relieved he didn't pick me. And then not showing any of her like actually realizing, oh, maybe I do like him more.
Yeah.
They didn't show us that.
The problem is this word friend. See, you go on these shows, you barely know these people. It's been 5 days and you're like, we're friends. And you're like, but I'm a steal your man. And he's like, wait, hold on. It's like, well, have they had the conversation beforehand? No, none of my friends could come to me and be like, hey, this girl that you're dating, I'm interested in them. I'm going to pursue them. No, what you're saying is that you would like to fight me. You know, like what I'm hearing is disrespect. You don't respect me and it shows, you know, like that's how I feel when you say these things. So for me to watch this show and then you're like, oh, we're friends. I would never do that to you. What are you talking about? But also I'm going to pursue your man. It's like, Pick one. You have to pick one. It cannot be both. It cannot be both, because y'all are both going to get emotionally invested in this man. See, that's the problem. Like, you want to be friends with the person you're dating as well. And the person you're dating can't be dating someone else if y'all are going to be friends. Like, so yeah, this doesn't work. It's never going to work. And I don't know why they think it's going to work. They just need to just go ahead and draw the line in the sand and just kind of make everything known. Like, hey, I would love to be your friend in a normal situation. While we're on this island, we are competing against each other for the same man. And that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. I always find it interesting. It's tough because, like, it just is the premise of the show. You have known your friend as long as you have known this person that you are interested in. So, like, you don't really owe them anything more than you owe yourself or the person that you are pursuing. It's more interesting when you are, you know, let's say halfway, three quarters of the way through the season, and you are telling your best friend that you want to pursue their ex because they broke up and that you're now interested in them. But I think at this point, like, it can be a conversation. It's not fun. It's not ideal. It may ruin, like, the quote unquote friendship, but I think people have to come in expecting it, unfortunately.
It bothers me. I don't know. It does bother me. But yeah, like you say, once you get halfway through the season, at that point, we know the game. Like, we can be friends when the cameras aren't rolling, but right now we got to do what we got to do. Cause at the end of the day, this is $100,000 and I just met you. It's like, hey, I just met you and this is crazy. But you know, I really want to pursue this person and also possibly win a lot of money. And then afterwards, we can be cool. We can go to brunch. We can chop it up. We're probably never going to see these people again in our lives unless it's on Instagram. It'll be fine. But yeah, for the sake of the television show, I got to stop throwing this friend word around. It's just not working.
Yeah, Chappelle said I didn't come here to make friends.
Like, this is not America's Next Best Friend, okay?
Yeah, we also get Cash and Cinco, like, kind of kissing a bit, which is a nice contrast to what mm-hmm. happened before, but I don't know.
Well, because it's funny because she, like, is showing affection, and as soon as she leaves, Cinco has a conversation with saying, like, oh, she's never done this with anyone before, like, showing affection like that. This is so new for her. So, like, I really appreciate it. But he does so by opening the shower door to a large communal shower that Josh and Jeremy are showering in. And I'm just, what house are you renting that there is this large communal shower readily available? Like, they are spread out across the room, but there are multiple shower heads in here. I'm very confused. Does a soccer team live here? Like, what is going on?
Sometimes you just need to have a communal shower. I don't this see many the problem. Shower heads,
it is the size of my bedroom, that shower.
I mean, I've seen those showers in, like, foreign films.
Foreign?
Foreign films.
Yeah, foreign. You know, watch foreign films?
Okay.
Yeah. Good to know.
I will send you some links.
I would prefer that you didn't, actually.
Okay. Kirsten, I had no clue that you were against the arts.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Apparently, this actually was the same house that they filmed X on the Beach US in for seasons 1 and 2. So
that's what I meant. X on the Beach Canada, probably what I was thinking of. Wow. A foreign.
Yeah, foreign films. That's what Chappelle was thinking of. Absolutely. Nothing out of the ordinary. I feel like so much of this leak has been just driven by the Trina Cinco cachet of it all. And I feel like we've really talked it to death already.
Well, we do have to get into, like, the sexy decoys, right? We didn't really talk about who these new ladies are.
Yes. First, I think we should bring up Isaiah comes in a helicopter. He's very handsome. I think he's probably toxic as hell based on his appearance, just for everyone's information.
Yeah, I don't feel like I know a ton about him yet, but as of what I've seen, I like him. I think it is more having negative feelings about many of the other men in the villa that is making him stand out currently. But so far, Isaiah, the 25-year-old personal trainer, seems just fine.
Yeah, he's very handsome. He has beautiful eyes. Everyone keeps talking about his eyes.
Someone that comes in and says, like, all about the bro code, but as soon as I come into Love Island, like, that's out the window. Sorry. So, again, they know what they're here for.
Yeah. Does this happen every season, right? Like, every season they come in with the same Like, do we see any, like, any really heated confrontations going on? Or is it always kind of like these cold wars that we see on this, on like these last few episodes?
It really depends. I feel like some of them do get like a lot more heated. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, I wondered because on this, on these last few episodes, it just kind of seemed like we were just like hinting around, like, you know, kind of like when someone gets jealous, we just show that person making a lot of like jealous, like side eye and deep sighs and like saying snide comments. But I was wondering if it ever comes to like a full blown out argument over somebody. What is this, season three?
Never in US. Like, things do not get very interesting in the US version compared to the UK version. None of these people are worth fighting over.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd fight for Trina.
Okay, yeah. Chappelle, okay.
I would. If she's like, fight for me, I'm like, well, I should love myself more. But also, I don't.
I just think there are good people on both sides. We should hear them out.
Conversation. We can't just jump to conclusions. Yeah. I should fight and just see what
Chappelle
happens.
Chappelle will fight. You're going to fight Cinco for Trina?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm not going to fight Cinco for Trina. I'm like, they're not going to last. I'll fight her for whatever like schmuck she ends up with when she leaves the island.
Okay. You know? Perfect.
You know, what?
I was like, yeah, Chappelle, are you trying to die?
No, like, if I was, like, threatening to, like, assault him, like with, like, a foreign object or something, then maybe, like, that would be, that would probably be, like,
oh, my God.
So I'm not going to take a fight that I'm going to lose. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyways, Isaiah and Amy seem to have cute vibes. They're both hot, and we don't know a lot about them, so I think they're a perfect couple.
Agreed. I mean, certainly better than Isaiah and Shannon, which like briefly gets felt out.
Yeah, and certainly better than Amy and Jeremy.
It's bad because even when they bring up Isaiah in the Shannon moment, they're like, everyone's telling her like, well, look, Josh is not the one for you. So maybe you should be trying to look at Isaiah if Amy's not that interested. And I honestly don't think she is. And so, you know, but I guess with the pairings that are available, then, yeah, I guess this is cool.
Yeah. And I feel like the Tuesday episode as a whole was a big nothing burger other than the kissing booth game. So basically, I mean, you can feel free to jump in if you disagree, Scott. I feel like I got nothing from it.
I think the kissing booth game was a big nothing burger.
Well, I like the only thing I liked about it was that Kira got upset that her kiss got ranked 9 out of 10. So basically the men are blindfolded and the women have to go and kiss all of the men. And then the men say how many dollars between 1 to 10 that kiss was worth. And then the person whose kiss is worth the most money wins. And I just thought it was really funny that Will gives Kira a 9 and then tries to justify it by saying, oh, I thought you were a different girl. I didn't realize it was the girl I've been kissing this whole time.
Yeah, I think that's worse.
Like, oh my God, Will, I think it would have been better for you to just say, I thought that kiss was a 9 out of 10. We can achieve a hotter kiss than that, Kira, and I wanted to leave the door open rather than going, oh yeah, I just thought you were somebody else. It's so she's like, oh, a new girl comes in and you're grabbing ass in the first 5 seconds. Like, great, that feels good.
I mean, he did kiss Shannon and Amy.
True. And I mean he gave her, I mean, like, if a new girl comes in and even though he's grabbing a little ass, he only gave her a 9. It was 9 out of 10. Like, it's not like he said, I thought it was a new person, it was a 10 out of 10, then you should feel threatened. But a 9, you got some wiggle room. You're the only 10 room. yeah
But ultimately the reason I usually am very happy about the kissing booth game, you know, people are usually pretty into it if you start it this early, but the editing of it being like, okay, all the guys went and Isaiah and Will went tied for first. And here's 4 out of 5 of the girls or 6 of the girls. And like, here's what they do. And they kiss 3 guys each. Like, you really gave us the bare minimum on this. We'll put this on like the Paramount Plus if that's what you need to do. But yeah. I feel like we saw like, you know, the best of it, but it was, you know, scraps.
I really felt like the whole Tuesday episode was just kind of nothing, truly. But we do find out that Jeremy is the worst kisser. All of the girls agree. Jeremy is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
My guy's going out sad.
Sorry.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We do get information that Corey had a good kiss with Olivia. Cash is like, I'm trying to grow, so I'm not going to cut Cinco off yet. Kira testing waters with Will.
Yeah, testing waters was in regards to bedroom things, it seemed like. Oh. Because Cash follows it up with that she was knocking on doors she should not have been knocking on.
Wooden doors! Doors made of wood is what she said. Okay, Cash. When, you know, they had the night vision camera on the Cash and Cinco while they were in the bed. And like they make sure they show the moment when her hand slips right underneath the covers. And I was like, are y'all... Listen, I'm still not comfortable with seeing these people in these bedrooms with each other, inches away from each other, doing these things. Like, I would wake up and probably vomit if I heard some of the sounds that they probably hear in the middle of the night. Like, it's not cool. I don't love that, but it happens. I guess this is what you signed up for.
You should watch early Love Island UK.
Yes. Well, there's it's one of the most iconic moments in reality TV history, in my opinion. The girl doesn't want to have full sex under the covers in the group bedroom because it will get shown on TV and her dad will see it. So she says, well, let's have sex on top of the covers. And then they can't show that on TV. But they show it on TV.
Excuse me? I love foreign films. Love how you pay, you say. Oh, let's sign up for that. Subscribe to Paramount Plus over there.
Yeah, they did the full penne of the covers and it got shown.
Oh my gosh. That's, oh man, a poor father.
Trina decides to interrupt Cinco's workout to talk to him. Is that the right time to interrupt a man?
No. And I was confused because, like, we are not on a timeline. The recoupling's not coming up. Like, we have all day. What are you doing?
She wants answers.
She has her eyes on the prize. She's like, look, I heard y'all last night. Y'all were doing things. So I need you to stop doing things with her so you can be with me. Like, I see that she's making a move to solidify y'all's relationship. And I know that I have a limited amount of time because eventually, like, I'm, you know, Cache is going to open up and y'all are going to have this sweet fairy tale moment of like her finally letting her guard down and blah, blah, blah. And Trina's like, no. I don't want to be stuck on this show with someone I don't like. So I need to get you. And so I don't blame her. Again, it's a competition, you know?
I think that's super possible. I also think it's possible that production was like, hey, you're going on a girls trip this afternoon, so get moving. Yeah. Like, you're that not going to have time it. Later.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That could be it.
Can we talk about the girls trip a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah, because I don't think anything really comes up before the girls trip anyway. So, yeah, the girls get a day out to have drinks and macarons while making Lays.
Yeah, so I really like that they're all hanging out at the villa or whatever. And then he's like, I got a text. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting used to this. I'm figuring out the show. But I also kind of like the idea that the narrator, because he's very like funny and like
Matt Hoffman.
Yeah, but I like the idea that Matt Hoffman.
His name is Matt Hoffman. He's a different Matt Hoffman, though.
Okay, I was about to say Big Brother Matt Hoffman, is that it?
No, wow. No.
The talent. No, I like the idea that he is sending these text messages himself, right? Like, so we know it's just a narrator, but and these text messages are probably generated by whatever the producer's algorithm mm-hmm. is or whatever. But I really like the idea that it's actually the narrator saying, like, y'all are getting kind of boring. Let's spice this up. Let's send all the girls so y'all can have girl talk. Because the hashtags are like Lays and whatever, and then like spill the tea. It's like, okay, obviously we have these two women in this cold war over this man. Let's put them in a situation where they have to discuss it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, hide your mans, hide your wife.
Hey, hide your kids, because everybody out here.
Yeah, so they go, and I feel like Olivia was really directing the girls' getaway of like, so who do you think is the sketchiest? Who do you think is the best? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't, every time Olivia opens her mouth, I'm like, I've had enough of you.
I thought she was the host of the show because I'd forgotten who she was. I said, oh, look, they brought in this woman to moderate. I was like, oh,
no, Ariel, you would have known if it was Ariel because she's like so socially awkward.
That Olivia is not, but yeah, she started moderating the conversation. I was like, oh, that was great for them to bring in this professional. And then I thought, oh wait, that's Olivia. I'm so sorry. I did like the question she was asking. My favorite question is, which guy do you think is the sketchiest? Because they're all like, it's Josh.
Josh.
Shannon's like, I know, but still, like, no, Shannon, no, stop it.
She's like, but we've been hooking up and it's fun. So I think it's okay. Like, he's not sketchy. Like, he's a reformed bad boy.
Yeah, it's so while this is going on, this is when we have like the cachet moment of her sitting next to Trina and being like, hey, you know, I know you're a second option girl, but I'm just going through right now. And Trina's like, it really offensive to me that you would call me a second option when I'm really the first option. He just doesn't know how to hurt your feelings. That was almost verbatim what she said, which is wild because they're sitting next to each other, calling each other's friends. Like, not even 10 minutes before the episode, like in that episode, they were like, we're sisters. I would never do that to another sister. You just sat next to this sister and said that the only reason he's even with you is because he doesn't want to come off like a bad guy and hurt anyone's, your feelings. I was like, this is cutting. Turn it up.
Well, and what I absolutely love is I love how it's portrayed. Like, Trina's like, yeah, gosh, I'm really happy that you're speaking your truth. And Cash is like, yeah, like, this is my reality. Like, I'm sure you have a perspective on it too. Trina's like, yeah, but like, I'm speaking my truth. It's like,
the correct truth is mine. It's so good. It's so good.
It's so dramatic, but the real reason for the girls' trip is to bring these new women into the villa to hang out with the boys. So we get Leanne, who is 28 from Texas.
Whoop!
Represent.
Hey, from H-Town. She's my people.
Okay. Yeah. Florida, who is 27 from Miami. And she has a, she says men want to say, mommy in the bedroom. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
No comment.
I've just got to say for the record, like I've always been very, open about how I think it's really gross when people call romantic partners daddy. And I think this is equally as gross.
Sometimes gross is fun.
Yeah, there's good people on both sides, and we should just think
we should hit it out. I just think we should have a conversation, gosh, with those people, who they are.
And then we get Roxy, who's 24, originally from the UK, but she now lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Standard move.
It's right. Really normal.
From the UK to God's waiting room.
That's the devil's waiting room.
Right, where people go to die. Sorry. No disrespect to all our listeners back there. I hope the best of you are doing okay.
Listen, I'd rather be dead in California than alive in Arizona.
Amen.
Roxy, we find out she really lays the accent on thick when she wants to attract men. So good for you, Roxy. Get it, girl.
It's a move.
I thought it was really cute when they came in and Giovanni's like, hey, we just had some barbecue. Are you girls hungry? Have you had anything to eat? Like, I love him now. I was like, maybe, I know he's a douche, but is he a lovable douche? And I'm like, oh, he's such a lovable douche.
He had done basically nothing until this episode. Let's be honest. Like, he was there and he was nice and he was cute. And now this episode, like, the plucky underdog got all three dates and he's like being nice and gets airtime finally.
No, you're talking about Corey. Giovanni's the one who asked if everyone was hungry and I am now and in love with him.
I mixed up names on the sheet. That's what happened.
No, he's just the MC. He was just the MC. You know, he's talking to other girls. He was doing like the wingman thing. Like, yeah. Oh, what do you like? What do you like? What do you like? I think a little bit of that is driven by his loveless relationship that he's currently in on the show. So I like, I'm look, just give me something.
He's but, like, imagine emotions from other people.
Right, right. Like, oh, you, oh my gosh, people actually like can smile and talk to me and have a good conversation. That's great.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? But yeah, Corey eventually does get in the mix a little bit because, you know, he does get the, what do you call it, plucky underdog edit.
Yeah, he sure does. So basically what we're seeing is that right away, Leanne is going for Cinco. She's a messy queen. She is a messy queen.
I have questions. Okay, listen.
See,
they show them the show before they bring the decoys on. Yeah, the show?
When, like when you're waiting to join, you can be watching the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is interesting.
Chappelle wants to be on Love Island so bad. He did on season 4.
It's just shenanigans always get my attention. Like when you have like this woman, Leanne, she knows she wants Cinco. She's been watching him for like 3 episodes, 4 episodes at this point. She knows exactly what to say that like these other women are not saying to him. So she comes in and she's just like, oh, we have the same words of affirmation that are love language. What a coincidence. I didn't just finish watching you for 5 episodes, you know, cumulative 27 hours of television.
And the thing that's beautiful that if you keep up with the show and see, like at some point, new people will come in and then they can pull someone aside and be like, hey, no one is telling you about how this person is mistreating you. You need to know the truth.
I love mess. Let's do it.
It's beautiful. Now, okay, Scally and I, like a peek behind the curtain, Scally and I are sharing notes for this podcast, and he highlights things, and I'm like, do you want me to bring that up? Do you want to say it? Well, like, why? What's happening?
I was highlighting where we were in the notes at that point.
Okay. I was like, am I supposed to say it? Like, talking about we also then get Isaiah and Roxy have a little moment, so they seem like they're clicking, but we also know nothing about them at all.
Nope.
They're just two beautiful strangers to me.
Yeah, well, because Isaiah talks about how coming in late is not where he would usually be comfortable. I'm sure everyone wants to be the stars of the show coming in early.
Everyone wants to be an OG Islander.
Yeah. But he says basically that he likes to lead in a relationship. So maybe him and Leanne would do well because she is not looking to wear the pants. Isaiah very much is looking to wear the pants. And so I think that he feels probably with Amy coming in earlier than him, maybe it's a little bit of a dynamic that he is not used to. Yeah. So I think Isaiah and Roxy might be competition.
It could be a thing. And then, yeah, Corey immediately was really into Florida. They're both, again, very beautiful people. We find out she's like, my friends call me Flower. And it's like, they really can't put in the effort to just say your name in the language of your name, really? You had to translate for them? They really can't. They can't remember Florida? No, it's a beautiful name.
I guess it's mm-hmm. for them.
It's not hard.
Friends call me Flower, like the skunk in Bambi. Like, okay.
What was the, was it Florida who said she likes nice guys? I think she
was. Yeah.
So maybe this is the person we've been waiting on to scoop our Corey up.
Florida also described herself as goofy, and I'm not seeing that.
She's so silly.
Roxy was the one who was like, I wasn't always hot. I had to develop a personality. And I thought that was very funny and relatable.
I do also like, I feel like we do get a lot of men with tattoos on the show, and I think they specifically go out of their way to get men that are heavily tattooed on the show at the point. And I feel like Florida is one of the first women who is pretty heavily tattooed on the show. So it's happy like about that.
Looking at Love Island UK where everyone's all tatted up. So the girls come back and find out that there are new women there. They're not Shannon is not happy because she does not like when new women come in.
Is Shannon ever happy?
Shannon may have never been happy in her life ever.
This was fun because let's talk about my girl Leanne. Okay. She sees Cachet. And this is what I'm talking about. These women out here, they're fighting these cold wars. She has just told us, the watcher is like, I'm after Cinco. I want Cinco. This is why I'm here. Call me Mrs. Steal Your Girl because I'm marrying this man, like in you know, stealing of other people's, you know, people. And she runs up to Cachet immediately, go, oh my God, I've been dying to meet you. And I was like, oh, she's horrible. I love it. Like, what do you mean you've been dying to meet her? You want her, man. What do you, y'all cannot be friends. It's not okay. It's not okay. I love that moment so much because I was just like, oh, I think Cachet watches his back and is just like, you horrible, horrible woman. How did you
see?
No, I think, I think they'll end up being friends.
Yeah, you can be friends first and then go after the same person. You can't go after the same person and then become friends on the show. That's the problem here is right. Leanne's coming in and saying, I'm going after Cinco. I'm going to, you know, insert myself as a fourth wheel here, but expecting then also, oh my God, me and Cachet. And I love the moment of her, like, you're inspiring. Like, I love how you like came out here and didn't feel the need to wear your wig. Like, I want to do what you do. But I think that maybe she might not find herself and Cachet to be as close had he not already decided he wanted to be with Trina already.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. It's just not Cachet's the head is not in the game. I just want her to I want her to win. I don't know if I want her to win the money, but I want her to win at life. And I just feel like she's just letting these other women just like outmaneuver her, right? Like, this new woman, Leanne, comes in and she just like pulls the wool right over her eyes from the very beginning. So she's never going to suspect that this woman is going to make a move on Cinco because she came in and instantly was like, no, I want to meet you. I love you. I support you. And really what she's thinking is, I just want you to let your guard down so I can sneak in and get this guy.
See, but maybe Cash will be all for that now that Cinco has chosen Trina. Like, ooh. Yeah, get him there.
Yeah, get him.
Yes, that's even better. Like, oh yeah, you didn't choose me. Now let me send in Leanne to do my dirty work.
Yes, exactly. We do get the public voted on dates for these women, and Corey won every single one. Corey is going on a date with all of them. And now you might have thought, okay, Corey will go sit at a table and the women will cycle through. No, all three women, they go on a 3-on-1 date, which is just sitting at a table eating like some charcuterie.
It was so stupid. Because like you said, first of all, either you do one at a time, you get a real date where you can actually have a conversation rather than talking about like, oh, do you like Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC? Luckily, he has the right answer in NSYNC.
Hey, that's important. What if he had said Backstreet Boys? Then we need to kick his ass off the show.
Corey would never have said Backstreet Boys.
So y'all are supporting Corey in this wrong opinion. Okay.
Chappelle.
BSB is everything, and I won't stand for these lies.
Sorry, Scally and I are actually 90s babies, so...
Ew, and I mean ew. Yeah, no. But really, the better alternative here is basically pull Corey aside and say, you won the date. Like, who would you actually want to go on a date with? He picks one, and then let's get the runners up in there. Like, yes. Other people should be going on these dates. I'm sorry, Corey, you could talk to them in the villa, but I am not interested in a 3-on-1 at all.
Yeah, we got nothing. We got nothing from this. But they had a great time. Maybe, you know what? If they wanted to all four of them be in a couple with each other, I'd be there for that.
Yes. Yes. I would support that. That would have been so much. First of all, it would have made better television. But also, I think it would have been something that we could get behind, like, as far as for Corey. Like, okay. Like, now he's, like, in a position where he's, honestly, you know, we don't love when people are like, I'm a nice guy, but he does seem like a genuinely nice, like he, this sounds like a nice, like,
I don't think he has really been on the show so much being like, oh, I'm just a nice guy. Like, I feel like other people are calling him one, which is how you know someone is genuinely nice. They don't have to tell you, other people will.
I know, I get it all the time, but listen,
as a nice guy, I
want Corey to find someone. And I don't think this is the most, you know, this is the most beneficial way to find someone. Cause even if you are in a group setting and you do start to click with one person, I don't think he's the type of person to be like, hey, can y'all kind of let me have this moment with Florida? If that's the one who I like, you know, and I blame America. Why would you vote for him to have 3 dates? I know it's probably, maybe production stepped in, maybe there's some shenanigans, but
no, this is what production wanted. They wanted Cinco on dates.
If this is what they wanted, they're wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is incorrect from whoever made it possible, because you definitely want Cinco in here somewhere, especially with Mrs. Steal Your Girl just standing there waiting in the wings. Oh, and another thing, let me go back to Mrs. Steal Your Girl. I have so many opinions about this thing. Okay. So when they get ready to go to this little mixer before Corey gets his dates, they show Cachet and Leanne walking together and bonding. And then in the back, you got Cinco walking arm in arm with Trina. Cachet, get your head in the game. What are you doing? You're like, I'm just pushing him away. That's not cute. Stop that. Stop that. If you don't want this man, fine. But we want $100,000. We do want that. I just want her.
Win
at life. Why don't you want this?
You are right. At the party, Cash and Cinco like have a moment where Cash kisses him. It does not seem like he's that into it, but she's like, you have to decide by midnight because you can't hook up with me tonight and then pick someone else tomorrow. Trina and Cinco have the moment where Cinco's like, I want to focus on you. And then it's like, well, got to tell Cash. And then that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I had mixed feelings on like the ultimatum of it all. I feel like, I guess it's been a couple days, kind of reasonable, but at the same time, like,
I mean, man. I do understand being like, listen, I can't be hooking up with you every night. And then you're just like, not even going to pick me. Like, I feel like it's definitely can be a good move with someone to be like, listen, are we friends? Are we dating? What are we doing? That's fair, but it came across very much like pick one of us by midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, maybe he wants Leanne now.
Maybe he wants Leanne now. And you know what? That would be horrible horrible in real life, but like great television. I want the best for literally all the people on this show. I do. I really do. I don't have any reason to dislike
these people outside the show. Best for me and Scally more.
And listen, I'm always going to pick me first. Okay. I want TV. So if these people have to fight and Leanne has to come in and sneak in and, you know, and kind of ruin some things and shake some things up for TV, I'll take it. But I definitely don't like seeing Trina and Cachet in this position. It seems like if they're in a power struggle for this relationship, then they're losing. Cinco is winning this. And that is not what we came here to see. They need to get on the same page, or they need to define whatever it is that they want so that they can go find that. Because them like in a power struggle with this guy and basically fighting against each other for him is just, it's not great. I don't love it.
This is not it. Yeah.
Agreed.
Is there anything that we did not address?
I feel like we addressed most of it. I do, in looking at, I'm curious because it's funny. We've talked about all of these people at this point, all of these couples. And the thing is, I feel like they all have some flaws. In looking at the couples, and I can remind you if you need reminding of who is currently like officially coupled up, who you actually would be rooting for moving forward with, there is Amy and Jeremy, Kira and Will, Cash and Cinco, Olivia and Giovanni, Trina and Corey, and Shannon and Josh.
So to be fair, we're rooting for nobody here.
Yeah.
Yes.
when Kira and Will seem to be the strongest couple of what we have so far, and they are built on a foundation of sand, we're in a tough spot here.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Will is genuinely into Kira?
I think more genuinely into Kira than Josh and Shannon are into each other, which means that they're the most genuine couple. It doesn't mean that they're like actually strong or that into each other, but just the most.
I think that's fair. I think that none of these couples are locked in for me. Any one of them could be broken up at any time. Usually I feel like this point we have a little bit more of like an idea of at least one couple that's going to last a couple weeks. But I'm also not complaining. I feel like we have strong enough characters and enough history between some of these people that even if the couples aren't established, like we're fine.
Yeah. What? How long does this show normally last?
So it's about six weeks.
Jeez. I feel like so much has happened in 5 days.
Yep.
And now I'm just like, y'all do this for 6 weeks. Not, first of all, the two of y'all to cover this. This is wild just in general. So, I mean, look at y'all doing the work. We love to see it. But them to put themselves through this for 6 weeks, like by week two, you should have your couple and you should be solid in y'all's plan to win the money. Like, I just don't see myself at week four. Like, I don't know if I like this guy. I might bring so. It's been 4 weeks and you haven't decided. By week two, you should be strategizing how to get some of these other losers out of here. That's what I'm looking for. The put yourself through this is incredible. I had no clue it was that long.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe to get plastic surgery to become Love Island hot. Because like, I know I'm hot, but I'm not Love Island hot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to become Love Island hot, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to game the system. We talk about this every year, but I think it's time.
And so you're going to start with like getting your shins done. You just need to be a little bit taller.
Yeah, I'm going to get my shins done. I'm going to get, you know, that Botox, you know, make sure I've got those eyelash extensions on point, hair extensions, nails have to be there, you know.
Yeah, and I will cover the season with Scally and we can talk about it.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Iconic.
I did take one quote away from this show, and I thought this was really cool, and it did come from our nice guy, Corey. He said, if it don't last more than 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes stressing about it. I've never heard that before in my life, but I kind of think that's amazing, and I want it forever. Like, I want to hold that. Okay.
Tell me you're a seven without telling me you're a seven.
Get out of my face. I dare you. Oh, flip this table.
I don't know if it hasn't lasted five years.
If it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't worry about it for more than 5 minutes.
Basically.
That's not what I said.
Now listen.
I think it was like if it's not gonna last 5 years.
Oh, I thought it was if it's not gonna matter in 5 years.
I thought if it didn't last 5 years. Now we have to go back and rework the 50 because those are very different.
Honestly, all three are good sayings.
The situation is, listen, when you're someone with anxiety, you don't know if something's going to matter in 5 years.
That is true. But I did think it was a cool quote, and I think I want to hang on to that one. I think that could be something that a lot of people could take away from. Like, does this matter in the grand scheme of life? No. Then don't stress yourself out about it. You know, don't put yourself through that. If you don't have to, love yourself.
Yeah, great advice. Simply don't worry about things.
Yeah,
I did like the quote, and I don't have it written down, but it was from our very own Matt Hoffman talking about Josh going to have a conversation by the big old empty heart on the cliff, a.k.a. Shannon. Thought that was a good one.
He read her for Phil.
Yeah.
He's so mean. My favorite thing was when he said, like my communist gym coach used to say, that's not good enough. And I was like, what happened?
That came out of nowhere, because I guess that's the only situation they could think of where a 9 out of 10 wouldn't be good enough.
He's so good. So good.
Okay. I think we've come to the end. I think we're done here. Chappelle, thank you so much for joining us today and being the first guest of the season.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I definitely came here to get canceled. So yeah, for all the feedback at Kirsten McInnes, of course, on Twitter. You know how to reach her. Kirsten said what on Twitter? Please do not tell me about all the horrible things I said. I know I said it. Talk to Kirsten. She let me say it. So there you go.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She let me say it. And Scally invited me on the show there to be the blame, not me. But I did appreciate y'all like inviting me into your world of Hot Dummies on the Island. It was so much fun. I am going to follow the show. I may not sit through any more hour and a half, 2 hour long episodes, but if there's some good stuff, let me know and I will definitely check it out. I want to hear the feedback for sure about these next, 4 weeks of episodes. So I'll be keeping one eye open.
Okay. Well, we will, we'll keep you informed with our podcast that you are obligated as our friend to continue listening to.
Would not be the first time.
And Chappelle, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
You can find me at Chappelle's _ show on Twitter. You can find some of my works on Rob Has a Podcast, doing the, I guess it's RHAP Rewind every week with Rob Sestanino. I think this week we are supposed to be talking about, oh, it's Joe Live. That's what it is. This week we are talking about Joe Millionaire, I believe. And so that'll be fun. But yeah, I'm just hanging out, like I said, talking about Big Brother whenever they will allow me to, and mostly tweeting inside jokes with y'all. I mean, that's what I do all day now. So I wouldn't trade it for the world. Thank y'all.
What a dream. And Scally, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Well, as always, anything I'm doing, I'll talk about over on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where soon we'll, I'm sure, be tweeting out a link to a the challenge is coming back too soon in my book, but the challenge is coming back. And got to sit down with Matt Ligori, Ali Lasher, and Brian Cohen to do a must lose draft on the new cast, talking about everybody over there. So that should be coming out soon over on the Dom and Colin podcast feed, as well as once the challenge is back in under a month now, we'll be talking about that over there as well.
Way too soon. Incredible. And if people want to hear more from me, I was just on the RHAP Top 40 Survivor Season Countdown for the number 12 best season, Millennials versus Gen X. Had a lot of fun with Rob and Asia. You can also listen to my BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast, BoJack Horse Pod with Lindsay Wilson, and catch me on these Big Brother streets as well over on the Big Brother feed. And you can follow me on all social media at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. We will be recording our next episode on a Friday evening. We think we have a great guest locked in, but it's not 100% confirmed. So I'm not going to announce it yet. But we we'll catch you in 3 days. Goodbye.
Well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.